few more points about the Sukkah. So, you know, the more famous Gemara is Halacha Moshe Sinai. What's required for Daven Sukkah is two full walls, a third wall, a partial wall. But that already the Mishnah brings down. The Rishonim say that it's a mitzvah and a mitzvah. It's a hitter mitzvah to have three defanas shlemus. So three defanas, a person should make sure that he has shlemus. Regards to four defanas, that there's actually a minute to have four defanas, preferably as well. So preferably your sukkah should have all four walls. Now, if you place your sukkah adjacent to your house, the wall of the house could count as one of the walls. It doesn't have to be that you're built four walls. You have to have four walls. So what about a scenario where, let's say, you have an overhang coming out from the house? You want to use the wall of the house, but there is something where it extends out, the roof extends out a little bit. So it's covered, but there's a gap between the wall and your sukkah. So is that a problem? So the Gemara said it's not a problem. There's a concept called Daifan Akuma, Halacha Moshe Sinai, that you can have it, if the wall curves and turns from being a vertical wall to being, as it were, a horizontal wall, that's called extension of the wall. So when that goes into your skach is. So how far can you do that? Can you go 50 feet? How far? The Gemara says Dalet Amos. Again, this is a question with the Raisa de Gedin. You're talking about your mechitzas of your sukkah. So b'chalek is how large an amah is. We'll say 6 feet. So up to 6 feet, a person could have a gap. He has a very large overhanging part of his porch, and he wants to put a sukkah on the porch. He can use the wall of the house in that situation. Situation where it comes up, I've gotten the shaila a few times. So he's doing something along those lines. Well, that wall is a sliding door. So is it kosher when the door is open? If you're using that wall, it says that, well, it has a source of pesach. So source of pesach does not work for this. You have to have a wall. It might be your third wall, fourth wall. You have to work out what the scenario is. But assuming it's one of your primary walls of your sukkah, if it's open, it's not going to be kosher. Now, if that's true, it presents two interesting questions. Are you allowed to shut the door on Shabbos, thereby making a kosher sukkah? Close when the door is open, it's not kosher. You shut the door, it becomes kosher. So you're making a sukkah on Shabbos. You're making a sukkah on Yom Tov. Second question, we said that the law is that you have to put the walls before you put the schach. When I open the door, I don't have a sukkah anymore. Now I have the schach there ready, but no sukkah. Like, shut the door, I have a sukkah, but the schach was there first. So regards to the second question, we already said that if the first time you made it with the door shut, so you made a full sukkah, so you had your walls first and then your schach, the fact that it changed afterwards is not a problem. Regards to the question regards to Shabbos and Yom Tov, the early Pesach do not talk about this scenario, but they do talk a case regards to a roof. Open and closing a roof is also a problem on Shabbos. If you have a roof over your sukkah, you're allowed to open and close the roof on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it says if it has hinges, means it's made to open and close, that's not called a Sias oil, and it's going to be mutter. So the person can assume the same thing in regards to this situation, that would be mutter as well. So again, there's a concept of you have four walls. Heater mitzvah, at least for sure, to have three full wall shlemus. If your person's doing less than that, it's complicated, and ask me privately. Number one. Number two, you can have a gap. You can have a space between the wall and the sukkah. It has to be filled with something. An air space between the wall and the sukkah, passels with love. Air space in the wall and the sukkah, passels with love. Love is 9 inches. So if you build your wall and you start your schach 9 inches away from the wall, you got a problem. That wall doesn't count. But if it reaches all the way to the wall, but over there it's not kosher, because it's Daifan Akuma. Or let's say you have trees hanging over part of your sukkah. So let's assume that the trees hang over the sukkah. That's possible. You can't have the trees hanging over the sukkah. So that part of that schach is not kosher schach. But it reaches to the wall. There's something there. So you have up to 6 feet. You can't sit in that spot. You cannot. That's not a kosher sukkah. You cannot sit there. It's a kosher wall. It's a kosher sukkah. But that spot is not a sukkah. So even though you have schach there, but there's a tree on top of it, you cannot sit there. And then we discussed in a scenario where you'd be using one of the walls as a sliding door, what the law is in that situation. Tomorrow.